What's occurring?
Meantime, it's our guessing game quiz. Tell me what happened next. Play along.
What's occurring? Oh. What's occurring?
Becky V. Chappers. And you, on the way to work or school or whatever, let me know how you do. 81199. You know Greg James?
Yeah.
And you know Edith Bowman?
Mm-hmm.
Which of them is tougher, do you think?
Edith.
Why?
Why?
You calling Greg James a wimp?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Edith does a lot of... Are you talking about physical strength?
Yeah.
I think Greg only does swimming, whereas Edith goes to the gym a lot, I think.
She's all about the power plates.
Mm.
That vibrating thing. People ask me all the time on the streets, do they not you? Like,
what, who's tougher?
Who's tougher, Greg James or Edith?
It hasn't been asked for a while.
I've never known the answer.
Right.
Until now. My question to you. Who do you think can do the most press-ups? Greg James or Edith Bowman? Chappers.
Is there a time limit or is this just till they collapse in a heap?
Collapse.
Edith.
Becky.
Greg.
Thanks for that. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Time for the press-ups then. First up, it's Radio 1's Greg James.
Here we go. Ready?
One.
Two. Three.
Keep going.
Six. Seven. Eight there. Nine. That's enough. Oh, hang on. Can I put my knees down?
No.
Oh. I can't do anymore. That's it. I'm done.
Nine for Greg James. What was that noise?
I quite liked it.
Did you? Yeah. Yes. Nine press-ups for all. What?
Got a bit flushed.
You have got a bit hot, haven't you? Look. You having a hot flush?
Yeah. The tropical moment.
Anything you want to say on the air?
No, it's all fine.
All right, Greg's probably listening.
Hello.
Hello. So nine press-ups for Greg James. Edith.
Okay, here we go. Ready, here we go. One. Oh, my God. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six, seven, eight, nine! Oh, my arms! Come on, come on! 10, 11, one more, come on, beat Greg, come on! 12, I'm gonna go one more, 13, 14, I'm done! Oh my gosh!
She is super fit, Edith, isn't she?
Yeah.
She was busting out those reps. Oh, I've got a bit of hot flush on.
I'm having a tropical moment.
Oof. Oof. 14. So Chappers gets the point. Did you miss any of that? Would you like an action replay?
Go on.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay, here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, my arms. Come on. Come on. Greg, come on. Oh, my God.
That's enough.
No, I'm done.
Oh, I'll put my knees down.
There we are.
Ow. What's occurring?
How you feeling now, Becky?
A little bit odd.
My tropical flush is completely gone.
Mine has.
Yeah. I couldn't feel colder.
Chappers gets the point. Next one. You know, yesterday we were talking about Carry On Cleo, one of those old Carry On films that was on ITV over the weekend.
Yeah. How there was a lot of innuendo in there.
Well, we were quite surprised. There was only 19 innuendos in that film, which you'd think there'd be more.
I think they might be my new favourite types of film after hearing yesterday's.
Do you like innuendo?
I think I do, yeah. Yesterday was very funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you're on the wrong show if you like innuendo.
Have you never seen a Carry On film?
No, never.
Well, we made Pippa, who works upstairs, watch another one yesterday. This time we made her watch Carry On Matron. Off of the 60s.
Why does Matron make me laugh, even just on its
own? Hospital-based humour. From the 60s.
So So Pippa spent her day yesterday getting Greg James to do press-ups and then watching Carry On Matron.
Yeah, that's her job.
Mm-hmm.
Would there be more than 19 innuendos, though?
Yes.
How many, then?
Oh.
How many innuendos on Carry On Matron? Becky?
30.
Chops?
40. There's a problem with this, though, because Pippa's so naive that she misses half of the innuendo.
Well, let's find out anyway.
Oh, what's occurring?
Ooh, here's the innuendos in Carry On Matron.
Oh, I bet you think you ought to go and lie down.
Now you're getting the idea. The set wasn't even turned on.
Oh, no, we had it off before you came in.
No, I mean, I prefer to sit down, if you don't mind.
Don't mind if it turns you on, who cares?
Well, the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
Exactly, so will you lay the table or shall I? Get your crew it out.
Well, you can't undo what's already been done, can you?
What's been done then?
She has.
Well, it wasn't half an hour ago. I was right up. You asked Miss Banks, wasn't I, dear?
What am I going to do with this?
Well, I'm sure you don't require any suggestions from me, Doctor.
I can't do it lying down.
Oh, dear me, you do have a problem.
All the doctors have one.
I'd like to see yours.
Likewise.
Said I want to be wooed.
Oh, you can be as wooed as you like with me.
So you have that extra little something the others haven't got.
How did you know?
Are you expectant or have you had it?
No, but if you can spare the time.
It's all bent to one side.
You know, she won't even look at it.
Oh, what a shame.
Yes.
Till somebody tell me what to do. What was that? Change the cook.
Well, take a look at his little thing, then.
Here's what.
Oh. Forget it. It's just a couple of knockers.
You promised you'd give it to me.
I will, too. But not that.
I'll be along as soon as I can park the au pair.
But you're not going to stick me up against the wall.
All that talk of injecting me put him off.
Yeah, she was the groundsman's daughter, but she never got off the ground.
What do you want?
Well, that's pretty nice of you, but I haven't got the time. Matron.
You're right, Becky.
I love it.
You need to...
I really need to watch them, don't I?
You need to watch more.
Get out more.
23. That's more like it. 23 innuendos.
Only 23.
I know. Felt like more. Becky gets the point.
Oh. What's occurring?
One all, last one. You know DJ Talent off Britain's Got Talent?
Yeah.
He came in yesterday and he did a new rap just for me.
I say Scott, you say Mills. I say Scott, you say Mills. Radio 1, Radio 1. DJ Talent. DJ Talent.
DJ Talent.
Coming at you.
Coming at you.
Oh, you spoiled the end, you.
Now, Gemma, who works on the show, went out onto Stupid Street yesterday with her own version of that rap.
It goes, she wants to be DJ Talent.
Yeah. It goes, I say Scott Mills, you say... And then she hands it over to them on Stupid Street.
Good grief.
I say Scott Mills, you say... What was the most common answer?
Orange.
Chappers.
I presume I have to say something that's fit for broadcast, do I?
Yes, you do.
Right. Wine.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
I say Scott Mills, you say... What would be the most popular guess?
When I say Scott Mills, you say...
Wine.
Scott Mills.
Orange.
Scott Mills.
Teeth. Okay.
Oh. When I say Scott Mills, you say...
A nice bar of green and black's chocolate melted, spread all over his body.
Oh. Scott Mills!
A nice bar of green and black's melted all over his body with a nice firm banana on the side.
Scott Mills!
A nice bar of green and black's melted, smothered all over his body.
Okay.
Right. Do you know her?
No. Next.
So I say Scott Mills, you say...
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
When I say Scott Mills, you say...
Knickers.
Scott Mills.
Knickers.
Scott Mills.
Knickers.
Does Scott remind you of knickers?
Sometimes.
What? Next.
When I say Scott Mills, you say...
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Right.
That he's person my favourite.
He is, yeah. He is my favourite.
When I say Scott Mills, you say...
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Brilliant. No points there, really.
Hey?
The most popular answer was Scott Mills.
Oh, right.
So he said it more times.
When I say Scott Mills, you say...
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Were there loads that we couldn't play out?
Yeah, there was loads.
Can I hear those off air later?
Yeah, you can, yeah. So it's a one-all draw today on Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on 8 double 1 double 9. Thanks.